This year, 2017, marks the 100th anniversary of the appearance of Our Lady at Fatima, Fatima in Portugal, which is probably one of the most famous apparitions of Our Lady in the history of the Church, particularly because on the final apparition on October 13th, 1917, they saw the sun spin. There were tens of thousands of people who witnessed this, and the secular press even covered it because it was so apparent. So this marks the 100th anniversary of those appearances of Our Lady. And when you look at the appearances of Our Lady throughout the history of the Church, she always has the same message. It's a message that hasn't changed since the time of the Gospels. It's the same message that her final recorded words in Scripture were. That message is from John chapter 2, verse 5. Do whatever he tells you. Those were Mary's final recorded words in Scripture. And they're the words she repeats in one form or fashion through all of her appearances. Do whatever he tells you. In some ways, it's an echo of today's psalm. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Do whatever he tells you. Now, as Catholics, you probably maybe have been asked that question, why do you Catholics worship Mary? And hopefully you immediately corrected them and say, we don't worship Mary. We worship the Lord. We honor Mary. In fact, we give her super honor, honor above any of the other saints. We give her the highest honor. But it's not the worship due to God alone. We know that all her gifts come as a gift from the Lord. But sometimes people fear even that. They're afraid that if we give high honor to Mary, that somehow she will block out Jesus in our life, that she'll become an obstacle. So they say, why do you Catholics then honor Mary so much? And we can begin by showing them in the Scriptures that the Lord himself wants this. In the Gospel of John chapter 19, it records that in his final hours on the cross, he gave only seven phrases he said from the cross that are recorded in the four Gospels. And he chose one of those to be entrusting Mary to us. And he said, woman, behold your son, looking down to John at the foot of the cross. And then, son, behold your mother, to Mary. Now, why is that significant for us as Christians? Isn't that just between John and Mary? Well, in the Gospel of John, John uses not his name, but the loved disciple. And he does that throughout his Gospel so that we can insert ourselves in those places in the Gospel. Because his message is that this wasn't just about Jesus and me in a relationship. This is about Jesus and every disciple who will ever follow him. These events in the Gospel that are referred to where he refers to himself as the beloved disciple, is so we can put ourselves there. And so one of the last words the Lord said to us was, here is your mother. Honor your mother. And we take that seriously as Catholics. But their fear is not unfounded. Isn't there a worry that if we keep devotion to Mary, that somehow she'll block out Jesus? But again, the Scriptures correct us on this too. Because in Luke chapter 1, what does she say of her soul? What does God put his word on her lips to say about her, her soul? Will it block the Lord? No, it says, my soul magnifies the Lord. The great Magnificat, the great prayer of praise. My soul magnifies the Lord. And when you put a magnifying glass on something, it brings it forward. It brings it closer. It makes it more clear. That's what Mary does. When we turn our devotion to Mary, she brings Jesus closer to us and more clearly to us. She does not block Jesus. She magnifies the Lord. That is the word of God that says that. And she continues that all generations will call me blessed. That is the word of God. That is sacred Scripture that says this. Catholics did not make this up. It is the living word of God that tells us these things. Now, we may have been troubled by Marian devotion in our life still, because there's a lot of anti-Marian sense. And John Paul II said that even he himself had been troubled early about this devotion to Mary until he read a book called True Devotion to Mary. This book's by St. Louis de Montfort. And in this, St. Louis de Montfort opens up for us this relationship with Mary. And at the end of the book, he says that we should consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. But he says we shouldn't take this lightly. We shouldn't just enter into a consecration without preparing. And he recommends a 33-day preparation, one for each year of Jesus' life on this earth. 33 days to prepare ourselves for a consecration. Now, during a recent parish council meeting, we were talking about our need for Our Lady's help in our parish. That we have big dreams in this parish. To be a parish of intentional disciples, on fire for Jesus Christ and His church. We have a desire to be great evangelizers, bringing people, connecting them to Christ, connecting them to His church. And we want to be a community founded on adoration and presence to the poor. We need miracles for this to happen, to transform us in this community. And we need to turn to the one who is an expert at prompting Jesus to work miracles. We need to turn to Our Lady, who prompted Him to work the very first miracle, to turn that water into wine at the wedding feast of Cana. And we were talking about this parish. The parish council president, Eric Reinhardt, talked about how he had gone through a consecration of Mary through this program called 33 Days to Morning Glory by Father Robert Gately, who takes this true devotion, the book by St. Louis de Montfort, and puts it into a way that we can understand it more in our modern times, and uses some of the other saints to help bring forth the teachings and the richness that are in that book, True Devotion. And so we talked about doing this 33 days, and then I looked at the calendar and realized that our evangelization director had already scheduled a public rosary rally down at the courthouse on October the 14th of this year to mark the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's appearance at Fatima. And so the calendar works out that for all who are willing and able, that tomorrow we'll start the preparation. And there are books in the back of the church that you can take home to go along with this. So it's 33 days of preparation beginning tomorrow on 9/11. And it concludes the 33rd day on October the 13th, which is the 100th anniversary, that very date of Our Lady's appearance, last appearance at Fatima. And then the next day, on that Saturday, we will have the rosary rally at the courthouse, where we will process there like we normally did on the first, Sundays of October. We'll take the statue of Our Lady, process down, and this time we'll go to the courthouse. We'll be singing Marian hymns, kind of like the Corpus Christi procession. And then at the courthouse, we'll pray the rosary, and we'll make our consecration there. We'll pray the consecration prayer as we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through the Blessed Mother. And so I invite you, if you know that you're not going to be out of town on October 14th, to pick one of these up for each family and to go along with us in making that consecration. If you know you're not going to be able to make the October the 14th, I ask you to wait until next week to pick up one of these books, as we want to make sure that everybody has it in time, since tomorrow begins the preparation. Just a little bit about how this is structured, because sometimes people say, well, I don't have the time to add another devotion. Well, it only takes about 3 to 4 minutes per day. Now, you should add a little bit more time for reflection, but that's all the readings are. And it's broken down into 4 weeks, beginning with St. Louis de Montfort, his teachings for the first week about the consecration. The second week is St. Maximilian Kolbe, and about how we can become saints. What is the secret to sanctity? The third is St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, where she teaches us how to satiate the thirst of Christ on the cross for souls and for love. And then the fourth week is St. John Paul II. It teaches us about how to entrust ourselves to Mary and the connection between the divine mercy and Mary. So today, you would just read the introduction, which takes about 10 minutes, to read the introduction of the book. And then tomorrow, you would begin with day one. It's broken in day one, day two, up to day 33. And then finally, on the 14th, we would have the prayers printed in the booklet we'll be using, and we would just all pray that publicly at our consecration. So I encourage you to please join us as we give public honor to our mother on that day. We should never be ashamed of our mother. Never be ashamed of our mother. We should be in the public proud that she is our Blessed Mother, and that we're not afraid to fulfill Scripture, which said that all generations will call her blessed.